Hey, what's up, L?
What's good, bro? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties, man.
Hey, man, it's all love, man. I already understand, dog.
I appreciate you. First off, my name is Lamont Green. You feel me? I'm 25 years old, live in San Francisco, California, and I have this brand called FTP Digital, okay. Whereas we help artists like yourself branch out more and market in my area in California right now. I ran across you a few weeks back on Tidal, on Tidal Rising. And I ran across your Black Matter song, man. That song blew me away.
Wow.
And found your project on Apple Music. Mm. And for the past few days, I've just been really attached to it. So first off, I want to start off kind of juggling. This is my first time doing an interview like this. But how long have you been doing music?
To be honest with you, bro, I've been doing music since I was like 12, 13 years old. Music always been a part of me. My mom, my family always liked to listen to music when they was cleaning up and stuff like that.
So yeah, yeah.
I was very big into like music and hip hop, especially growing up. You know, I'm a student of the game, so I grew up off of Q-Tip. I grew up of Busta Rhymes, Naughty by Nature. You know. Stuff like that. So like, I'm very big on the hip hop culture. So when it comes to like music, I got my taste is eclectic. You know, I really like to, I like to have a vast taste of music, not just hip hop. I like R&B, I like neo soul. You know,
yes.
I grew up with women, so I got that, you know, that taste of music like that. I was blessed to have that around me.
That's dope. How many albums have you released since you've been doing music?
Officially, I say three, but I released like tapes before that. So, and altogether, I got a catalog of, I say, about seven albums.
Oh, you know, yeah, that's great.
Four of them people probably would never see the day of light again. You know what I mean?
Nah, don't say that, but, man.
nah, because, you know, it's your early stages, bro. Like, right. That's how I look at it. I'm going to answer all the questions you just asked me low key right now. Like, the way I look at it, bro, is like this. Like, my music is important. My music is like a book to me. Like, this is how I look at everything. I look at my whole career or my music like a book. My name is the title of the book. My albums are the chapters in the book, you know what I mean? And my songs are bullet points in the book. You feel me? That details those chapters. So my first album that really seen the day of light was 1990X. So what 1990X stands for is basically, I'm a 90s baby. I was born 1992. So the X stands for all. So what I'm really trying to do is, and that's a part of my brand. My brand is 1990X. So what I really was trying to do in that project was explain what 1990X is and why 1990X. And then my second project was called Higher Art. That's the second project that's the project that really pushed me over the limb to get looked at. You know what I mean? So like, people start really looking at me and everything. And Higher Art was basically to show my higher self, to show why my mind is the way my mind is. You know what I mean? So, like, I smoke a lot of weed. Yeah, a lot of people, when they think about Higher Art, they think I'm just talking about me being high on drugs, just talking about life or not. Nah, it's none of that. What it is a higher way of thinking, a higher way of learning. You know what I mean? Like, if you think of high fashion, you have to pay. If you want to pay for, like, something that's high fashion, you have to pay a pretty penny for it. And it's the same thing with the knowledge. Sometimes you gotta really search for knowledge. You gotta really search for truth. And sometimes you gotta pay a price for it. And it's not even like a sacrifice or nothing, but sometimes you gotta search for it. And that's the price you gotta pay. So if you want the right knowledge, sometimes you gotta go find it. And that's what I wanted higher art to be, because my art is on a higher level now. Like, I think about high fashion art. I'm into stuff like that. And Black Matter is like the icing of the cake from 1990. And Higher Art. And that's why when you say my pictures are the way they are, thank God I got an art director. His name is Damo. He does all my cover
art. Shout out to Damo.
His name Damo. His brand name is Paper Bag. That's PVPERBVG. You know what I'm saying? And that's his name is Paper Bag. He just turned the A's upside down to B's. So basically what he does is, when I'm done my projects, he does all my artwork and they do all my art direction. And one thing we found important was with Black Matter is, if you see me, I'm dark skinned. That's the one thing you see me. But one thing we wanted to symbolize is that no matter what color, no matter what transparent,
oh,
we will always stay solid. You know what I mean? That's why you don't see my face and none of my pictures during that whole catalog. because that whole catalog is just to show you that black matter, no matter what I look like, no matter what it is, it's about my mind. It's about everything that I'm about. You feel me? It doesn't matter about my image. My image is just there. When people see me on stage, 9 times out of 10, they probably won't even see my whole face. They just probably see a silhouette of me.
Yes.
You feel me? And whatever is around me. And that's what we try to capture. We try to capture the moments. Like, it's not about what I look like. It's not about what I'm wearing. It's about what I'm doing. It's about the music. It's about the art. And one thing I take very important is my art. I don't care what nobody say. My music is one thing, but the visual art goes hand in hand with the music. So that's why I take pride in my visuals.
Oh man, I had so many things to say.
No,
but you're fine. You're fine. You're giving me a lot of dialogue that I can work with, and you're letting my listeners and your listeners, you know more about you and how you do your process. So this is this next question is just off the rip.
Okay.
The way that you choose to show your artistry, like your pictures and the way I actually compared you, not musically, but as an artist, I compared you to the R&B singer Her. When I seen some of your pictures, it took me to get to your freestyle on 104.5 The Beat.
Yeah.
I was like, now I can see his face. You know, it was cool, but just the fact that when I seen most of your pictures, the facial part was out. So it was like I had to search. I had to, it was different. It was very different. Yeah. And I definitely congratulate you on that. I think that's very dope to put your music out in that aspect. I mean, put your artistry out in that way. When I go to your Instagram account, all of your images, like you don't even have over, 20 pictures, I believe. I think you just have like less than 10 or so. And they're just straight to the point, you know. And to tag along to your inspirations, you didn't mention this one artist, but I definitely seen it in your story a few weeks ago. You mentioned that the man Nas.
Oh, yeah. Nas, I ain't going to lie. Nas is I look up to Nas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nas, about when it comes to knowledge and stuff like that,
yeah.
I look up to Nas because Nas was, like, to me growing up, one of those artists. He was my age at the time, 18, 19, when he was doing it, and he was speaking that real knowledge, and it was like, damn, bro, like, you can be yourself and still be dope, you know? But yeah, I look up to Nas a lot. I love Nas, man. How I live my life, well, I'm very particular about what people call me. Because sometimes people don't know how to identify, like, with their personal self or their artist self. When I'm in the real world, I address myself as myself, as Terry Goodwin. When I'm in the music world, I address myself as LB1990X, so people will understand that it's a brand that I'm representing as well, as much as myself.
Why did you choose to call it Black Matter instead of Black Matters?
Black Matters. You know what? That's a good question, bro. Nobody have ever asked me that question right there. And the reason I say that, because Black Matter, it's not about, when you hear Black Matter, the first thing, or when you see a project or hear that a black artist is coming out with a project called Black Matter, the first thing you think about is Black Lives Matter, right?
Yes.
And that's nothing. It has nothing to do with
at all.
To be honest with you, Black Matter is it's a thought process. We come from black. You know, black is a solid color. Black is infinite. You know what I mean? And if you think about it, we all come, if we are made in God's image, then we come from God. And we had to start from black. Black is a solid color. Black culture, all that plays a big part into this whole project. I was touching points about black culture, black thought.
I'm going into that next.
That's dope. I wanted them to understand that you're not about to get fuck the police.
Yeah.
None of that. You wasn't getting none of
you
that.
You definitely didn't come off as an angry artist, not to cut you off.
Yeah. Oh, no, you good. And because, just think about it, bro. I already got songs like that. I got one of my biggest songs is BGA. The biggest gang in America is the police. That's one of my biggest songs. But I really wanted to show people on this album that I wasn't an angry artist. I wasn't hurt.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I wasn't afraid about what's going on. I just wanted people to understand that I'm raising higher than that. For you to even understand the plateau I'm on, you got to be on this type of high I'm on. Oof. And what I understand is I elevated from you know, just talking about the political issues that's going on, because I live this shit every day. I'm a victim of it every day. So, of course, I'm going to speak about it and I'm going to represent it. But one thing I had to understand, too, I got to be smart about how I speak my mind. You know what I'm saying? Not controlling my, not censoring my lyrics or nothing like that. But it's one thing. I got to speak to the people that need to listen to it. You know what I mean? I already spoke to the people who were upset. Now I got to speak to the people who are thinking and that's able to really push this shit forward. You know what I mean? Because if you sitting here listening to me all the time talking about, damn, bro, like, fuck the police, the government doing this, the government
that's going to push me to go do something.
Yeah, yeah, man. And nowadays, bro, as a black man in America, you know what I mean? They already looking for us to be agitated, angry, so they can have a reason to kill us.
I agree.
And what I'm trying to do, and I feel like they are more afraid of a thinking man than a man who always about action that's ready to use violence. You feel me? So I'd rather you kill me because I'm a thinker than me, you know, than me always having to put my hands on somebody.
Right. How did you end up on Tidal Rising Artist?
Okay. Again, when I drop Higher Art, random, I don't know, bro. Around this time, this was like 2 years ago, 2016. Yeah, around this time, I was doing a lot of traveling. I was going back and forth from Detroit. I was actually going to Detroit while this was happening. I was about to drop my project. I usually drop my projects on my birth, October 13th. So this time, I was dropping this project on my birthday. And literally the day before I dropped it, Pigeons and Planes, that's a company with Complex.
Shout out Pigeon and Planes. I read the article that they wrote up on you.
Yeah, they literally did that the day before I dropped my project. And then I say about a month later goes by, one of my projects is out. Tidal hit me up and they was like, yo, it was a writer from Maryland. Shout out to the writer from Maryland. He where I'm from, he hit me up on my emails like, yo, we want to write about you. We want to put you as Tidal Rising Artist. And I was like, word, that's dope. You know what I mean? That's, yeah. But before that, shout out to my homie Marcellus Javon, because my homie Marcellus Javon, he's one of the artists that I work close with. That's like one of my closest homies in the rap game, like rap friends wise. And he did an article with Tidal a year before that. And he shouted me out on there. So I was always on their radar because of that. And to be honest with you, that's how we get down. Like, we all help each other to rise. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how we like to work, because we see the genuine artists in all of us. So anybody that I work with or I'm close with, you know what I mean? We help each other out. And Marcellus helped me out on that. So, yeah, big ups to him on that one, too.
That's what's up. Next question is your shows and your touring. I see you got a few with Marcellus, by the way.
Yeah. We about to go on a tour for him. He just dropped a project. You know, he's doing well as well. So, you know, I'm the supporting act for him. So we about to go to Dallas, Chicago, and New York, Brooklyn, New York. So that's where we about to be for the first 3 days. And then we gonna gather some more days soon. But, yeah, man, that's the homie, bro.
Huge. Congratulations to you fellas on that accomplishment. Hopefully we'll eventually get you guys out here in California.
That's dope. That's dope that I'm talking to you, because to be honest with you, I didn't know where you was from. I didn't know where you were at. Now to know that you were in San Francisco, that means that, you know, I got a market out there. You know what I mean? People really listening. So that's dope.
What was your writing process for Fool's Gold? And picking your features also. What made you pick certain these features, you know, these artists that these background vocals? Oh my god.
See? All right. Now this is a question I like too, man. All right. First of all, Fool's Gold, that song, Fool's Gold, my homie Grayson, he produced it. We had this beat for about 6-7 months, and he was like, hold on, because I don't know if somebody else is going to use it. So when I heard the beat, it was still a shell, and I was like, all right, bro, I got the first verse. I had that first verse down before I even recorded the song 6 months later, you feel me? So I had the first verse, boom. Then we had to come back. I'm coming back to Orlando to record, and we pulled up the song. He's like, yeah, you can do it. So I laid it down, and my homegirl, Ayana, she's the vocalist on it, Ayana Nash. If y'all ever want to look her up, her name is Ayana Nash, A-Y-A-A-N-A, Nash, N-A-S-H. And she's a producer as well, and she's a vocalist, and she's fire. I asked her, did she want to get on the song? She's like, yeah. She's like, so what you want me to say? And I just went in there, and I just said, fools go
day to day.
And I said, I just want you to just follow me on that jump. And then she did her own thing. Like, she did the basics, and then I just let her do her. And like, one thing about me is when I work with artists, I study the artist before I even record with them. So I don't care if they got a good song out there or a couple of good songs. I really look at them as a whole, as a person, Do I vibe with them? Do I are we able to work? Are we able to make the best product? And one thing about her is that we sat down there and we sat down on her vocals for a long time because she's a perfectionist. That's why you hear what you hear. And honestly, we took out more than what you hear now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
So it's like, yeah. So, and what I'm about to do with that, I got another version I may drop, like an alternative version with the more vocals of her on there. But what I really wanted to say is that Fool's Gold was like a good song to record because even making that record, like my second verse, that wasn't my original second verse. After we laid down all her vocals, my homie Grayson, who produced the beat, he was like, yo, I feel like you should change your second verse. And I was like, why? It's like, because I don't feel like it's strong enough. And then I was like, all right, so I'm going back and forth being an artist, you know, being stubborn. I listened to him, and I'm glad that I listened to him because I feel like the whole song was elevated since that, you know what I mean? Since we changed it, we made the changes in the record. That's why it became a good song to me because I really seen that record grow, you know what I mean? From hearing 30 seconds of the beat to me having a whole song. And then of that, bro, we brought in instrumentalists. My homie DJ Malachi, he did the bass line on it too. So, like, when you hear, like, when we on Fool's Gold, it's, man, at one part, you don't hear no instrumental. You just hear all live sound, and people don't even know that. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, we put a lot of work into this project, man.
See, just everything that you just spoke of, you know, and the way that you pulled the strings together from getting Ayana Nash, you working with your producer, from you even taking his feedback, you know, a lot of artists nowadays, they have a problem with, you know, taking the feedback, you know, and changing things. They go about the lazy way of, you know, to whereas, like you said, you had heard 30 seconds of the beat, wrote a verse, months down the line, went back to the song, instead of just one day putting all your energy into the song and finishing the song. And then, you know, so I commend you on that. That's a big move. My next point I want to go to is your foundation of who you are. At the end of the song of Patience, you put 2 points at the end of that song that just really touched me. It was your dad. It was your dad. So I listened to your project a few weeks ago, and I listened to it from first song to the end. Well, when you responded back to my message, I went back and listened to the project again. But this time, I did some Kendrick Lamar stuff. I flipped your whole track list upside down.
Wow. That's dope. How did it come out?
To be honest, then this is nothing towards your artistry. I really enjoy it upside down.
Wow. That's dope.
The way I went straight to Patience, like, that was a great... I mean, because I had heard Charge It to the Game. And I like it. I enjoy it. But to be honest, my favorite songs are more so at the bottom of the project.
Perfect. That's perfect, bro. And I'm gonna tell you. Oh, my bad. Go ahead. You can finish this.
I was going to a question, but you can finish your statement.
Oh, man. No, because what you don't understand... Oh, well, you get it. You know, first of all, Patience is one of my favorite songs. Yes, because I put my father in the song. And what people don't understand, like, me and my father got a special type of relationship. So for him to be on that record is personal to me. So that's one of my favorite records because I was really as honest as possible, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I love that song. I was really touching things. I was talking about myself in that song. What's a vibe to a vibe? What's a lie to a lie? How many likes do you acquire? You know what I'm saying? That right there. I wasn't talking to no one but myself. I was asking myself those questions. And that's why I really like that song. And with the track list, bro, what I really wanted people to do, because throughout the years, you know how you hear small talk. It's like, oh, you need to do more songs like this. You need to do more songs like that. You need to have more aggressive songs. You need to be more, you know, things like
right,
that.
Right, I agree.
All the time, you know what I'm saying? So, like, when I did the playlist, as you can see, it's honestly two parts. We made it into two parts. The first five are the aggressive songs, are the high energy songs.
Yes.
And the last five are the more subtle songs. Because if you listen to my track records, if you listen to all my projects are similar to the last five songs. So what I try to do for this project is I try to make it so that I can please both ears. The people who like my soulful shit and the people who like when I'm just rapping on some real shit. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because my favorite records are Fool's Gold, Patience, How I'm Feeling, The Interlude, Black Matter, you know what I mean? I'm really a soulful kid if you can listen.
And to elaborate more on what you just spoke on as far as the top part of the album and the bottom half, I felt like the top half was more so for the young people, like for the 17, 18, you know, 16-year-olds that's, you know, really needing to, you tapped in with them very well, I want to say. And then the bottom half, it was like grown, you know, it was more mature listeners.
hears for the bottom half, you know, not to say that the young edition wouldn't hear the bottom, because if they ain't hearing the bottom, because grateful, you know, and patience, like.
Hey, bro, that's called cause and effect, bro, because I'm going to be honest with you, like real shit, because I've been making music since I was 12. I didn't develop a work ethic until I moved out of Florida. I left D.C. when I was 17 years old. Oh, God. I left when I was 17. I graduated from high school. A couple of months later, I left. You know what I mean? So
that being said, man,
because I had to learn, like, out here, like, with the music, man. Like, out here, bro, if I would have stayed out here, I wouldn't have developed the work ethic that I got now. I'm grateful for me going to Florida because I was surrounded by people who made music every day. I was always in a studio. I was always working. Even in the beginning, it wasn't like I was really having a hard work ethic. Like now, like, well, people don't understand, I went through a lot of shit where it was positions where I had to stay in the studio. I lived in the studio. So I had no choice but to work.
Then this shit, like, gotta pay off.
Yeah, like, yeah, bro. It's like, you gotta understand, what are you willing to do to get to where you're going? And that's one thing I had to learn. Like, I don't care who's better than me. I don't care if your music sound dope in their minds. I don't even care if you got more clout than me. Whatever the fuck that is. But one time, anytime we step in the studio, or anytime it's time to work, you never outwork me. You know what I'm saying? Like, first one day, and I'm going to be the last one up. Even if I'm sleeping in the studio for 2 days, I'm still in there working. If I got to do a verse, I'm knocking shit out. That's how we did the project, bro. Like, how I'm feeling, like, songs like that, bro, we knocked those songs out in 2 hours. And what I mean by that is, bro, we produced the whole beat. We went in the studio. I recorded How I'm Feeling at 5 in the morning. On God. We recorded that at 5 in the morning. Yeah. And it took me 2 hours. You feel me? Like, I just went in there. We was in there. It was like
one of those moments. The spaz was real on How I'm Feeling. For real. Yeah. It was going crazy on that. For real. Like, I would, like, I'm sorry that I'm not putting on, because you're a lyricist. So, in this interview, I'm really supposed to damn near be highlighting the bars that you spit. But I'm the type of person, not undermining it, I'm the type of person that stick more to lines.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, so if you, like how you said, fucking 9 to 5, I'm going to keep pushing. That touch more, I mean, I'm going to go, you know, and I catch on to your bars.
Yeah.
You feel me? But I'm more so of a struggle type of person, so I catch on to realness. But you spitting through that motherfucker all the way through, though.
Yeah.
You know, excuse me, I'm getting off the...
You good, bro. Yeah, bro. And then I'm a realist, bro. At the end of the day, you just showed my true self. So, like, even if it is messed up, it's natural, bro. We just had a conversation, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like, I don't be worrying about shit like that. As long as the point get across of what we was trying to do. That's all that matters, you know what I mean?
And I feel like you really just gave the spiel for my listeners and your listeners. You feel me? Who you are, what you doing. Maybe not so what we finna do. Well, the touring, you know, you on tour right now. Hey, everybody, stay tuned to my guy's IG.
Yeah, for sure.
Drop the IG for him.
My IG is LB199X. LB1990X.
Okay, and if they need to book you, what would be the email to book you?
Book me at lb199xmgmt@gmail.com. lb199xmgmt@gmail.com. LB199X,
man. Hey, man, you too polished, man. You up in here repeating things 3 times, man. Yeah. Make a show. But no, that's what it takes. When you being professional about something, that's what you get. You get the good results, man. I highly appreciate you, man. Not to cut us off. I got to get back. But we're going to grow from here.
100.
Once you listen back, tell me any feedback or anything other that you want to touch on or any ideas. I'm always open to anything.
Okay. I got you, bro. And then when I get off this, I'm going to text you, too, so you can have everything. So, yeah.
Say no more, man. And thanks again, man.
Thank you, bro.
Black Matter, man. We matter.
Yeah, Black
you
matter.
Matter. We matter. You feel me?
We all matter.
All matter. You feel me? It ain't just
fact.
You didn't. And that's what's so perfect about you doing Black Matter, because it wasn't just, hey, man, it's Black Lives Matter, man. It's just my people, and it's just only my people. You feel me? Nah, it ain't just only my people, but I'm not going to lie to you. I'm finna inform my people. I'm finna try to get them to get what's to get out here.
Yeah.
To understand.
Bro, well, what one thing I learned, bro, Black culture is popular culture now. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
So anything a young brother do or a young Black sister do is going to be, if it goes viral, it's going to, if you see the trend, it always follows. It's a trend. After we do it, we get shunned for it, and then the whole world takes it for what it is. So that's why I say we all matter. What people don't understand, if we understand that we have the power to raise consciousness, we have the power to gain knowledge, to give knowledge, then we are superior. And what people don't understand is that's in everybody. And mostly in our generation, we lack that. We lack that knowledge. So that's why I try to inform people, like, look, bro, we everywhere. Black culture is everywhere. Black culture is popular culture. So once you understand that, you will understand how you are powerful. You know what I mean? Not just in the entertainment business, but in the world in general, bro. What I'm saying? So it's deeper than the music for me, bro. So,
hey, man, that was a perfect way to end part one.
Yeah, man.
You just let them know the spiel, man. Yeah. I'll be reaching out to you just as much as you'll be reaching out to me ASAP, man. I appreciate it. I'm excited 100. As fuck. Yeah. You know. Man. I don't even know how to end it.
Shit, yeah, man. But, hey, look. Again, man. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for the opportunity, bruh. And y'all can go listen to my music on Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, Google Play, whatever. Just type in LB199X. Black Matter, and it should pop up anywhere. So, yeah, man, just listen to it. Y'all take a listen. Y'all give y'all opinions. Y'all let them know what y'all liking, what y'all not liking, or give opinions about anything, and we're going to get back at y'all about everything. So that's how I'm looking at it.
Hey, there you go. There you have it, man. Feed the plug, LBX, man, 199. Let's get it, man.
Yeah.